Good morning, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to the BK Brazil teleconference to discuss results referring to the third quarter of 2018. We have present with us today Yuri Miranda, President of BK Brazil, Clayton Malheiros, Financial Director, and Marcelo Sintra, Investor Relations. We inform that this event is being recorded and that all participants will be only listening to the teleconference during the presentation. Afterwards, we'll start the Q&A session when more instructions will be provided. In case any of you requires any assistance during the teleconference, please request help by pressing #0. This event is also being transmitted simultaneously via web through a webcast, and it's accessible through www.burgerking.com.br/RI, where you have available the presentation. The slides will be controlled by us. The replay of this event will be available right after its ending. We would like to inform that this teleconference is being simultaneously translated to English to service our foreign investors. Before we continue, we'd like to clarify that any declarations that may be made during this teleconference related to the perspective of business of BK Brazil, projections, operational methods, and financial methods make up premises of the company, as well as any information available to BK Brazil. Future considerations are not guarantees of performance. They involve risk, uncertainty, and premises because they refer to future events. Therefore, they depend on circumstances that may or may not happen. Investors and analysts should understand that general conditions, sector conditions, and other factors may affect the results of BK Brazil in the future and may lead to results that differ materially from those expressed. I would like now to pass the word to Yuri, President of BK Brazil, who will start the presentation. Please, Yuri, you may begin. Thank you for the introduction, operator. Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon for those who participate from Europe. My thanks for your interest in our company and for the participation in this teleconference to present the results of the third quarter of 2018 for BK Brazil. Please, if you could please start by slide number 3 of our presentation. We would like to present the main points of our results of this third quarter and the 9 months of 2018. Keeping our strong pace and expansion plan of restaurants in this third quarter of 2018, we opened up 20 Burger King restaurants, and we got to a total of 736 restaurants in the country. We are maintaining a pace above 100 net openings of restaurants in the last 12 months. To be more precise, considering the last 12 months, we opened up 108 new Burger King restaurants. Going into our operational results, we had a solid growth of sales of 8.2% in the quarter, which is 4 times higher than the market, according to the Food Service Brazil data, which was 2%. This places us back in the strong pace that we were having before the trucker strike and the World Cup. And it shows the strength of our brand and the capacity of execution of our strategy. As a result of the expansion plan and the solid performance of the existing restaurants, our net operational revenues grew 37.9% in this quarter versus the same quarter of the previous year. Our brand strategy, innovation of products, and the sustainable growth of our brand has led us to this consistent growth even in a challenging economic environment. I would like to highlight to you some of the launches that leveraged our revenues in this quarter. We had the launch of the Mega Stacker Catupiry in the premium platform, the Doce de Leite flavor in ice cream, and the other campaigns and the kids campaigns, including Emoji, Nerf, and Miraculous. Besides the sales growth, our profitability maintained its positive growth, with EBITDA growing an expressive 51.5% in this quarter. This takes our EBITDA margin to 12.6%, which shows a growth of 120 basis points when compared to the third quarter of 2017. Aligned with the results and also benefited by a financial result which was above expectations in this quarter, we presented a net profit of 27 billion, which shows a nominal growth of 32 million when compared to the same period of 2017, where we had a loss of 5 million. Lastly, it's important to highlight that accruing the 9 months of 2018, we also present our growth, consistent growth of operational results. And with this, our net profit reached 44 million, representing an increase of 32 million when compared to the same period of 2017. To give you more details about the company performance, I'd like to pass the word to my partner and CFO, Clayton Malheiros. Clayton, please. Thank you, Yuri. Good morning, everyone. Going to slide four now, and as said previously, in the third quarter of 2018, we opened up 20 restaurants and 14 our own restaurants and 6 are from franchisees. With that, we totaled 45 openings in the first 9 months of the year. Additionally, as you may see, we sped up our dessert kiosk base with 21 new units in the quarter, reaching a total of 244 dessert units in operation, which represents an opening of 69 new points of sale in the last 12 months. As far as the previous quarter, we increased our opening pace 28%. It's important to highlight that this format is the one that has the most potential for expansion in the next few years, giving above average profitability with our current portfolio. As far as growth of restaurants, as we said in our last results call, we sped up our openings in this semester in 33% compared to the same quarter of last year. When we look at the openings in the last 9 months, we reached our best performance in the last few years, so much so in the opening of restaurants as well as in the freestanding restaurants, reflecting the strategy of the company of higher focus on this model. It's important to highlight that even though we have high good performance, we still have a high concentration of openings forecast for the fourth quarter of this year. Going now to slide five, our sales comparable sales growth in the same store sales was 8.2% in the quarter, showing a strong recovery compared to the previous quarter. This performance took our crude performance to 6.3%, although we had the impact of the trucker strike and the World Cup in the second quarter. Our net operational revenue showed a growth of 37.9% compared to the same quarter of 2017. This strong result comes from the strong sales, comparable sales growth of 8.2%, the 69 restaurants opened in the last 12 months, and also the acquisition of the 51 franchise restaurants. In the 9 accumulated months, our accumulation was 29%, showing comparable sales growth of 6.3%, the good performance of the stores and the consolidation of the stores acquired in the second quarter of 2018. In slide six, we have our costs and expenses. Our continuous focus on the expense control and efficiency gains took our total expenses with restaurants, which include cost of goods sold, the expenses with sales and depreciation, to grow less than the net operational revenue. We had the total restaurants totaling $545 million in the period, and as a percentage of the revenue, these expenses reduced to 89.2% in the third quarter of 2018, representing an improvement of 260 basis points compared to the third quarter of 2017. As far as cost of goods sold, as a percentage of the net operational revenue, there was a drop of 100 basis points compared to the third quarter of 2017, reflecting a better mix of products and a better cost control. We maintain our trajectory consistent, and we increased our gross margin versus the fourth quarter of 2017, improving 160 basis points. Going to Sales expenses, excluding depreciation and amortization, they represented 46.7% of the net operational revenue, a reduction of 40 basis points versus the third quarter of 2017, reflects of the operational leveraging of the company due to the dilution of the expenses with personnel, rental, and utilities. In the 9 months of 2018, the total expenses with restaurants as a percentage of the net operational revenue improved 20 basis points compared to the same period of 2017. Although we had non-recurring events which impacted negatively the operational margins in the second quarter of 2018. Now, the general and administrative expenses represented 3.8% of the net operational revenue in the third quarter of 2018, an increase of 40 basis points compared to the same period of 2017, mainly due to the expenses related to the services for the management of the franchisees acquired and higher provisions for judicial demands and attorney fees. In the 9 months, the general expenses represented 4.2% of the net revenue, an increase of 60 basis points due to higher expenses with provisions for credit expenses and expenses for the management of the franchisees acquired and the expenses to service the needs of the company after the IPO. On slide 7, we see that our adjusted EBITDA showed a strong growth of 51%, reaching 77 million reals. This result came mainly due to our net operational revenue due to the increase in the number of restaurants and strong sales growth beyond the constant cost control. With this, the adjusted EBITDA margin improved 120 basis points in the third quarter of 2018. In the comparison of the 9 months, the adjusted EBITDA increased 27.6%, even with the impact of the trucker strike and World Cup in the second quarter. As far as our adjusted EBITDA margin, it reached 10%, maintaining itself stable comparing to the same period last year. Finally, as mentioned in the introduction by Yuri, the company presented net profit of $27 million in the third quarter of 2018, an increase of $32 million when compared to the third quarter of 2017, a consequence of the strong revenue growth allied to the cost control and an improvement in financial data. In the 9 months, the company showed $44 million in net profit. Going to slide 8, we highlight the CAPEX, the leverage, financial leverage of the company. In the third quarter of 2018, we had a total CAPEX of 89 million reals, a growth of 68.2% when compared to 2017. More investment were destined to the opening and rebranding of restaurants beyond the investments in technology and equipment for restaurants. For the 9 months of 2018, CAPEX, excluding the amount of 404 million reals regarding acquisition, it grew 29.9% when compared to 2017, reflecting a higher number of openings and a higher mix of freestanding restaurants. As far as the financial leveraging, we ended the third quarter of 2018 with a net cash of $236 million, basically aligned with the position presented in the previous quarter and above the previous year. And last, the generation of operational cash in the next 9 months of 2018 was positive and totaled 78 million reals, which represented an improvement of 77% or 31 million when we compare the cash generation of 47 million in 2017. This is due to higher financial results, due to higher financial leveraging, better performance of the company, and better management of working capital. Now I'm going to pass the word to Yuri. Thank you, Clayton. To end our presentation, and for us to begin the Q&A session, I would like to take advantage of this opportunity to update you as far as some issues. First, we are very happy with the operational performance of the Burger King brand in the country. After a challenging second quarter of 2018, we saw a consistent recovery in our comparable sales growth in same-store sales, which shows the solidity of the brand in Brazil. Besides that, we delivered a relevant improvement of gross margin, which is connected to strong comparable sales growth, supporting our profitability and EBITDA growth. As far as restaurant expansion, our pace of store openings is aligned with our expectation for the year, and the performance of the new vintages continues very healthy and encouraging. We are confident with our store expansion strategy for the year, and it will maintain itself unaltered. As we said during the presentation, our store opening pace continues to be 100 stores in 12 months, focusing the strategy on freestanding restaurants. We are looking at the real estate opportunities, and there is a favorable moment for the brand. Now, as far as this favorable moment, I could not highlight two institutional campaigns where we connected our brand to the clients and the society that we belong to. The first one was the Opera in Bank, a campaign which was top trending in the world, and it talked about the importance of making choices and not let the other person choose in your place. In this case, voting, not voting. The second campaign launched this week brought pioneering in terms of reverse marketing. We showed the real opinions of consumers who did not have good experience in our restaurants, and afterwards we show some posts, also real posts from the internet where we have some bias. The company tries to show the difference between opinion and bias. In our restaurant, everyone is welcome. Different opinions as well, but not bias. Another area that I would like to update you on is our technology. It's good to see the evolution of our projects. I'd like to highlight delivery. Delivery continues to grow consistently. Currently, the results have been very good, and we have around 80 restaurants in the delivery platform, and we'd like to grow to go over the 100 restaurant mark with delivery still this year. The process, the integration of systems, and the technology developed in this project has as an objective to deliver a consistent experience at the same time that the quality of the product that the client expects from Burger King, but at the convenience of their own home, of their own residence. Still talking about technology, our new mobile app launched in the beginning of the year has reached an expressive 5 million downloads here in Brazil. And with a high rate of active users, this means that our consumers are seeing the value in this interface, which is light, quick, and user-friendly. And lastly, we would like to update you as far as the development of the Popeyes brand. To give you a quick recap, in March of this year, we signed the contract of master franchisee for the brand in Brazil. And in only 7 months, our team was able to develop an entire supply chain, adapt a menu to the Brazilian standards, to create new products, to do qualitative tests with clients, develop a strategy of launch of the brand, conceptualize a modern, attractive design, already incorporating some technological innovations like self-service totems and sales tablets. Connected to all this, we try to identify, negotiate the points of sale, and to build the restaurant. Remembering that only in 7 months, the practical result that up until now we opened 2 restaurants in Popeyes in malls in the state of São Paulo, the results have been very encouraging above our initial forecast, with great feedback from the clients and the specialized media. I'd like to give you an example. I'd like to cite that a report came in Veja magazine talking about the quality and flavor of the products, and that Popeye kicks off or is shown, is presented as a no better option. This is great for the chicken market in the country. And as we said in the last teleconference of the last quarter, we confirmed our expectations of opening between 5 and 10 Popeye's restaurants this year. The encouraging kickoff of the Popeyes brand, the results and continuous development of the Burger King brand in the country leave us very happy with our business and the future of the company. With this, I would like to open up for Q&A. Operator, please, let's go to Q&A. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, we'll start now our Q&A session.
To ask a question, please press star 1. To remove your question, type star 2. Our first question comes from Richard Capcor, Bradesco. Hello, good morning, everyone. Congratulations. Just a question as far as the strategy, the promotion and discount strategy. I think that during the third quarter and during the year, you had a transition of physical coupons to digital coupons. And since you have 5 million downloads, I believe that these digital coupons are being used more and more. I just wanted to understand the balance between the physical coupon and the digital coupon, how much of each coupon is being used. And that was the question. Thank you. Hey, Richard. Well, first, thank you for your question. As you said, I mean, we have seen an increase in the digital platform with 5 million downloads. You know, I think that an important piece of data is that not only having 5 million downloads, it's how many or how much people use your app. Because sincerely, I mean, if people just download it and then they don't see any value in the app, then it doesn't generate incremental sales for the company. So, yes, we do see gradual growth of the use of digital coupons, which for us is part of a strategy, even because you can have higher control in the distribution and even in the offers that you make of that digital coupon. When you distribute physical coupons, it leaves equally with the same offers in the same region. A digital coupon, however, we can first have a more directed effort, and afterwards, you know, after we grow our CRM, I would say that our future, including, is to make more customized offers and more directed to each type of consumer profile. Answering more practically your question, today we have a balance of 50% of physical coupons versus 50% of digital coupons. Excellent. Thank you, Yuri. No problem, Richard. Luis Felipe, BTG Pactual. Good morning, everyone. My question is in regards to the margin dynamics in the quarter. If you could talk a little bit, Yuri, about the competitive environment of the sector and how this ended up basically, you know, giving you the effect where you had to leverage your operation and you had to optimize your costs. And the second question, I wanted to understand the integration process of the Mid-South Burger King, if you're still are using a different tax ID and how are you integrating the teams? Hey, Luis, thank you for your questions. Well, the first question as far as environment and margins, I believe that, you know, the economic and social environment continues to be challenging, as I said previously. But on the other hand, once you see the results that we can deliver, the growth of 8.2% on top of growth of last year, which had already been quite strong, above 12%, that is 20%, over 20% growth in two years. I believe that regardless of the competitive environment that is out there, the brand has been able to position itself and the brand has been able to grow so much in brand perception as well as the proposal, value proposition that it's giving to its consumers. So I see a natural growth of the company and basically compensating an environment which is competitive and challenging from the economics perspective. But regardless of that, when you look, for example, at our gross profit, it was a quarter where we can deliver same-store sales above 8% with margin, gross margin growth of 100 bips versus the third quarter of last year. And so for us, it was a very interesting combination, sales growth and margin growth. And one of the reasons, some of the reasons that made this happen, for me, the good campaigns that helped us to leverage our product mix. We had good campaigns in our premium platform with the Mega Stacker and the dessert platform with our sweet milk flavor and in the kids platform. I mentioned Emoji, Nerf, and Miraculous as good promotions. The second point that helps in the margin growth is a good control of restaurant expenses, costs. And there's also a leveraging that we have with suppliers. And as the scale grows, the lower the prices. And so quarter after quarter, we really do gain higher negotiating power in partnership with our suppliers and the growth of revenue, even though the economics of the country show a GDP below what they expect, we can still show growth. The second point, now use. Now the strategic use of digital coupons, which also brings increase in profit. And the second point that I would like to highlight is an improvement in our pricing strategy with the optimization of margins and sales. So it's not just margins, not sales. It's a combination of the two. And there we see very good performance in the quarter, a combination of growth of sales and margin. And as far as the Mid-South, it's running according to schedule. So basically, we created a complete integration on the 30th of September. There is a tiny piece of the integration that's still within the plan and should happen until the end of the year. And so our expectation is to start 2019 with all the restaurants completely integrated into our administrative control platform after the beginning of the year. Excellent. Thank you so much, Yuri. Next card. Next question. Vinicius Estrano, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch. Good morning. Congratulations for your results, and thank you for taking my question. We noticed an increase in margin, even in the initial points at Popeyes. I would like to know how much these costs caused friction in the third quarter and the next quarters. How are you seeing that with the opening of the new units? Vinicius, thank you for your questions. The Popeyes costs, like you said, they're still initial, and we expect a dilution of these costs once we open up more restaurants. For example, I said that we opened up two restaurants in October, one on the 10th of October and the other on the 1st of November, if I'm not mistaken, one in Itaquera Mall and the other in Cantarera Mall in the north side. The restaurants have been selling above expectations. They have been open only 30 days, so it's premature for us to talk about margin, CapEx. You know, we're still closing orders, but as far as sales, they are above expectation. We maintain our projection of Popeye store openings in this quarter between 5 and 10 restaurants, which certainly will help us to dilute the initial cost of the project. We don't see this with such a significant amount considering the total G&A of the company, but it is a significant amount, and we expect with the opening of the restaurants getting to the level of sales that we are seeing, we see a reduction in cost already in this fourth quarter. Thank you so much. Next question, Richard Capcor, Bradesco. Good morning again. I just wanted to ask the second question, Yuri. I think that perhaps this question will be a little bit more difficult to answer, but within your center, I think you're still trying to increase the flow of your restaurants, the foot traffic. I wanted to see your vision of where this foot traffic is coming from. Is this flow coming from direct competitors, direct hamburger competitors, or do you think you are able to bring in a consumer that perhaps was eating, having a full lunch in a restaurant, in one of these more independent restaurants? Where are your clients coming from? Well, Richard's great question. And I'm going to try to answer you in two ways, okay? The first manner, the data that we have as far as comparison with the direct fast food market is data from the ISB, Food Service Brazil data. And then we report, A, the food service already considering our number reports too. And so right from there, we have a certain notion of what's happening in food service, in the food sector. Now, another thing that I think is important is that in this growth of 8% of ours, around one-third or a little bit more than one-third of that comes from traffic. That is, we have been able to really bring new consumers inside the restaurant. It wasn't just a question of price, of ticket. I think that's important to say for us to have in our mind. So that's the first part of the equation, as you said. But if you think that the food service market nowadays, the Brazilian food service market, a big part of it is still made up by what we call unchained or non-chain restaurants. The last number that I had, I don't want to make a mistake here, is that around 90% of the food service market, still belongs to mom-and-pop businesses. And so I think that a natural trend, which already happens in the U.S. and other more mature markets, is a migration of brands that are less known to brands which are more publicly known. In the U.S., if I'm not mistaken, the fast food chain and number of outlets is something around 60%. So you see there's a relevant difference there against 10% from Brazil. It's a trend that I think is natural. And then when you position the brand and then you grow the stature of the brand, when you have a correct collocation or positioning of strategies of value, when you generate value for the consumer, when you launch products, I think this is a very virtuous cycle, and I see that we also consolidate the food service market as a whole. I don't know if that helps you to understand our point of view. It does help quite a lot, Yuri. Thank you so much for your answer. You're quite welcome. Well, then we close the Q&A session for BK Brazil. I'd like to pass the word to Yuri for final considerations. Well, first I'd like to thank everyone for their time, for their participation, and especially for the interest in our company. I would also like to thank you all for the excellent questions, and I place our investor relations team at your disposal for any questions or that you may have afterwards. I'd like to wish you all a good end of the day, good Friday for you that are in Europe. Thank you, and we'll see each other in the next results presentation. Thank you.